How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Oh, were you going to?
I was going to say the wonderful Tom Allen.
Oh, I would. Well, now that's my funeral, isn't it? For looking over you.
And this twat.
And this twat. That's it. Start off the new year.
There we go. New year, same me.
You know, in America, that's the worst word. Did you know that? Sorry to any of our American listeners who are upset by that.
Yeah, they hate it. They say twat.
That's right. They do, don't they?
Which I don't understand.
It must be very confusing when they read, like, Roald Dahl's The Twits.
Of course.
Which I'm sure they must. But
non-stop.
No. I would if I had a half chance. Yeah. I'd love to.
Apologies to all of our American listeners. I mean, I would say that our American listeners currently have more to be concerned with than two British twats saying twat.
That's right. I mean, I think it was the other way around.
It was the other way. I felt like I was in a Dr. Seuss book then.
A very crass Dr. Seuss, a very unsuitable children Dr. Seuss, yeah.
You know when they do like adult pantos?
Oh, yes. An adult, any kind of panto. Oh, we'd always go to the pantomime in January, which was always like a nice, fun thing to do in the new year.
That is a nice thing to do, but isn't it really Christmassy?
They sort of amended it for the.
Oh, but that's the thing, Tom. That must be wherever you're going to. I'm not sure everywhere amends it.
Well, Churchill Theatre, Bromley, thank you very much. It's a wonderful pantomime. I recommend it.
There you go.
I recommend it, yeah. Well,
this thing, like, we wish you had a Merry Christmas. We hope you had a Merry Christmas.
We hope you had a Merry Christmas. I think they might have still done We Wish You a Merry Christmas, but we just went along with it because we were having such a nice time.
Why not? Why am I being so difficult about this?
No, but it's true. It's a question we want answered. So I can't remember what they did.
This is a bit like Points of View these days, isn't it?
I know. This is the thing.
People listening, I'm across Like-Minded Friends and Newsnight. I get everything from that.
For me, those are the two I knew. I started following an account on Instagram called Simple Politics. Do you know them?
Yes, I follow it.
I think it's really good.
And also Drinks for Gays.
Oh, what's that? Is that news?
No, Tom. That's hilarious. Hilarious. It's like Love of Huns.
I've got Best of Grindr or something. I feel like people share.
Love of Huns is that sort of carry on.
I like it.
But no, you're right. Simple Politics. Let's be serious for once in our lives.
Oh, once. No, we don't have to be serious. But no, I like Simple Politics. It's very straightforward. It's not trying to
know where you are.
It's not trying to push buttons. I'm sick of journalists trying to push buttons all the time.
I think that's very important to say.
Well, here's my thing. Obviously, it's been a big week in the news, and a very emotive week as well. Like, it's very upsetting, I think, to see those scenes, especially if one knows one's history.
Yes.
And at the same time, I don't like the way that. No, I haven't seen it with that incident, actually, because it is just naturally very emotive. But I was going to say more around pandemic news. I don't want to have journalists constantly, like, making me feel even more emotional around it. I'd say it's more about the pandemic stuff that I felt this.
Yeah.
Like, we're already in a very heightened state, and then you get these journalists going, but what about this? What are you going to do about that? What about this?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. Like, when they closed the borders in Dover, it was like, well, what are you going to do about the Dover borders? I was like, I don't know. I could go down and have a word if you like.
But, yeah. I'm not sure how much this is on me.
Yeah, which I know, it's my egotism, really, but at the same time.
No, but I know what you mean. Like, just like when all those lorries were parked there and people are like, well, what are we going to do about it? It's like, well, I don't know. Like, I've said all along, I don't think Brexit's a good idea. So I don't know what you want from me.
I'm pretty sure somebody's looking after this, aren't they?
Surely it's someone's job.
If nobody's doing it, I'll do my best. But
yeah.
In the meantime, I'm sure somebody will take it. But yeah, just all of that stuff. And it's just, I don't know. It just kind of, I'm very skeptical about it. I'm very skeptical about the way social media loves to do it as well, like doom scrolling, all of that business.
Oh yeah, Tom, we've got to stop the doom scrolling. I was watching CNN this week.
Oh, she's so international.
I'm so international.
Did you blow dry your hair like all the news anchors do on CNN?
Yeah, I did a blowout. That's what they call it, don't they?
Blowout. CNN blowout. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know if it's coined by CNN.
Oh.
And the fringes bangs.
They do say that a lot in America, don't they? I've never understood that.
I think you should get a fringe. Nothing else, just a fringe.
Just a fringe. Should I just get a row of plugs along the front?
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
Oh, that would be fun, wouldn't it? Like an ode to Claudia Winkleman.
Oh, I love Claude.
I think I would look. Claude. I would look like a theatre curtain if I had that. Just on it.
That's great, because sometimes you perform in venues that don't have curtains.
And then suddenly I would have it just across my face. I'd take them everywhere I go. Oh yeah, I'll do that. I think I would look like, yeah, I would look like the back of a sort of Victorian cake shop with a small curtain on it.
Always Victorian with you.
Always. You know me, I'm always on brand. Have you been doom scrolling then? What were you going to say there, Suez?
No, I was saying that I just was watching CNN and then and then it's sort of obviously about, you know, what's going on in America, and it's just all so sort of terrifying, and, you know, these mobs, and obviously, you know, you can't watch that and not think how differently the Black Lives Matters marches were.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Sort of responded to differently by law enforcement. And, I mean, yeah, just people, like, it's like someone breaking into the Houses of Parliament, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Or the House of Lords, maybe. But it's just insane. But then I found myself just watching for, like, more than an hour the same piece of news.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, well, I already know this. I already have my feelings about it.
Yeah.
I've had similar feelings about what's going on in the US for quite some time.
Sure, yeah.
You know, it's awful, and it's, you know, this sort of, oh God, these, you know, people that have never, ever heard the word no, never had to know what it feels like to be oppressed, to then feel like it's oppression to not get their way. I mean, it's ridiculous, but, you know, I've got my feelings about it. I think they're all, you know, fucking mad, and they all should go to prison.
Yeah.
But I'm still just watching the same piece of news over and over again. And obviously the news anchors are doing all that they can in just sort of going, well, this is all we know at this time. This is all we know at this time. And that, you know, it's live, and that it, you know, it's rolling news. And I understand that's how rolling news works. I'm not sort of slagging off CNN, but I didn't know why I was still there. I was like, why are I watching the same piece of news?
Well, and I think, yeah, exactly. There's not, yeah, a lot of the time it was that repetition of it. And I think it is exactly the rolling news thing, is that we never used to have that. Like, you'd receive the information and then you'd process it, or maybe you'd read.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, I think it's easy to see it through rose-tinted glasses, but I feel like there was a point when you'd wait for the newspapers to come out and you'd read, you know, people who had a bit more insight telling you about different sides of it and different aspects of it and things to think about around it. Whereas now we go on Twitter.
Yeah, right.
Oh. It's not like, it's not that, I don't think that's that's not always an intelligent way of responding to, or people are not, you know, I think, you know, it's just sort of, I don't know. I think it's like, what are we looking for in that? Answers, I suppose, in some way.
Yeah, but
you know,
it's impossible to, I think as well, the sort of rolling, it feels, I know that we have rolling news here, of course, but it feels sort of very American in how.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something that I find quite interesting. Is that how like the interesting is maybe the wrong word, but strange, I guess. Like the patriotism to how they sort of hold, like, government is just sort of elected officials that are there to do a job.
Yeah.
I think that's quite interesting in that, like, I know people, like, you know, feel strongly about parties, but it's all so emotive.
I suppose that's what I mean about pushing buttons and that sort of being. Yeah, I think when we kind of,
you know, don't exactly get me wrong, I know that I would very much be a Democrat, and that's exactly, you know, and I, you know, and there's good and bad in, you know, in, I'm sure, like, you know, across the spectrum of the Democrats, I'm sure there's people that I would agree with more and people that I would agree with less, but, you know, it's so, you know,
yeah,
I don't know, there's so much sort of. Is pomp the right word?
I think it's always that sort of. I think it's a really interesting sort of thing. I think we have it here. I think most countries have it to some extent, a sort of some sort of central kind of thing that's treated with respect, whether that's governance the amendment, constitution, royal family, yeah, or a constitution, yeah. Or things that people sort of feel kind of central, that sort of bond, I use to sort of bond people together, I guess. The thing, isn't it? And I guess, you know, I think anyway, like, America is a relatively new country, I suppose, always has that thing of kind of like making it, like, what, like having things that bring it together. And I guess it is. At the same time, like, I think it really points out how fragile and how much we must protect the idea of what democracy is and what a living in a free society actually means. And I think,
yes, absolutely.
For me, it pointed out that it's important to not have hateful people speaking without being challenged, and the importance of thinking deeply about things before they are uttered, and the thinking about the consequences of the impact of things we say and write. And I think that's, for me, that's it's a reminder of, like,
to actual people's lives rather than just someone standing on a podium talking, you know. It's look at us, so political, Tom. I mean, we didn't really know what we were doing.
Well,
and we were both sort of worried about saying the wrong thing. But at the same time, I think we both did a great job there. And I can't wait for CNN.
I think CNN are going to be on the phone this afternoon. On the blower, telling us to get a blowout. You're going to see us with the biggest hair. I'm going to get that fringe, that one line of plugs. Gonna go to Turkey, get it done. Do you know the planes back from Turkey are full of people with bandages on their head?
Really?
On the way back, yeah, because everyone's getting hair transplants. Everybody. Even dogs get them now.
No, they don't. No, I believe it.
But everybody, believe it. Everyone's getting them, so I'm going to get one. No, okay. I'm not. But imagine. Let's go to see them.
People find it quite shocking when they see you with hair, I think.
Sometimes I'll post a picture. And people
go, like, people seeing me in a dress. They can't quite work it out. They're like, I understand it, but it makes no sense.
What? How is this possible? when was the last time you wore a frock?
It's quite some time ago, I think. A few years. I don't know. I feel very silly in a dress.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, and everybody always says, "Oh, you're wearing a dress," which then makes me feel more silly.
That's the thing, isn't it? Yeah, that's the thing. Why? Yeah, I mean, I would always find that when I would wear Victorian clothing, but I'm like, I like wearing it. But then, if I don't, you know, I just sort of wanted to be ignored. But yeah, I was wearing something very outlandish, which I suppose, I don't know. What am I saying there?
I don't know. You're saying a number of things, Tom. That's the thing.
Go on.
When was the last time you wore a frock?
I think it was for there's something about movies.
That's fun. I love it when you guys dress up on that show. It's so much fun.
We do have a fun time. I don't think I did it this series. I think I did it the series before.
And that's how you've become best mates with Jennifer Saunders. Are you going to start a podcast with her?
Yes. We're going to start it after the CNN. After we move to CNN. Friends. Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah, like-minded friends too.
T-O-O.
That's right. Yeah, T-O-O. Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah, lovely. But I think I did really like it. It's quite. I like doing the show very much, but I mean wearing a frock. It's quite a nice feeling. But
It's very airy.
Very airy. But in the summer, is that very hot?
Well, listen, Tom, I don't know because I don't wear them.
That's what I mean.
I think your thighs can get quite sweaty and that can be quite uncomfortable.
Oh, I bet. Because there were times when we were at school when my school, the boys had to wear trousers and the girls had to wear skirts. Sometimes they could wear culottes. And the boys were always really jealous that the girls could wear skirts because they were...
Really?
They were a bit cooler, yeah. But were they cooler?
Did you wear shorts?
No, we didn't go to we weren't in Just William.
Oh, were you not?
No. Could the boys
wear shorts? That's sort of how I imagine your schooling.
I know, I portrayed that.
Because you were in the Victorian era.
Did you? Did the schoolboys at your school wear shorts? Secondary school, I mean.
No, primary, I think. But I was also we were allowed to wear trousers to our school.
Maybe we were
trousers with a blazer and tie. Tom, it's very much. I really like that because I like the order of it.
Yeah, and sure.
I like wearing a suit at, same. Now.
Yeah, right.
So, can I ask you, Tom?
Yes.
How frequently are you wearing a suit at the moment?
I've got one on now.
Have you?
I have, but then.
Have you just done a workout?
Oh well, no, but I got changed. I had a shower. Okay. I wouldn't be on Like-Minded Friends without having showered.
No, I didn't know whether you did your workout in your suit.
That would have been lovely. No, but do you know what? Don't tell anyone. But on Tuesday, so after the news about lockdown part 12 or whatever we're on now, I got really sad, as I think everybody did. And then on Tuesday, Mum, Dad and I downloaded The Undoing and we just sat round and watched all of it back to back. Mum sat nearest the radiator. She was cold. And we left the Christmas tree lights up. We've left our Christmas tree up, by the way.
It's still up?
Yeah, still up. They can't get you.
Are you sure?
Well, I don't know. If the police come knocking at the door, I'll know it was either you or one of the people listening to this podcast. But
one of the four people listening?
One of the three. It was probably four at the start. But
and then we tried to do politics and they were like, oh, fuck
like,
this.
Oh, geez. Jeez
That's
Louise.
The last thing, isn't it? Did you keep putting your oar in?
No, he's going on about Christmas trees, for fuck's sake. But the Christmas tree was up. We watched The Undoing. Oh, and I wore tracksuit bottoms, tracky bees.
Tracky bees. Isn't that like a thing in gay boy culture?
Well, yeah, basically, because you can see bits. I mean,
yeah.
You can see certain people's bits. I don't know.
Or do you have to sign a waiver?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. A waiver is actually what it's called.
Only when they're running.
Yeah. I think it's sort of, you know how.
In like the magazines that you would get in like...
The Little Bits catalogue?
No, a little bit different to that.
Yeah.
You know, in gay bars in like 10 years ago.
Boys.
Maybe before,
yeah.
Boys, yeah. And in the back of those, there would always be like an ad for Scally Lads. And
yes. Scally, and a series of phone lines. Was it,
yes.
It was Boys and it was QI. Q, no, not QI. You know, QI magazine and gay bars.
So it's a gay magazine, but it's all about like, it's all like Greek figures.
Different letter every month.
Yeah, it's like David, fits out.
What is this animal famous for having? Yeah, well, apparently, huge bits. No, they would have like phone lines. Do you remember that? Would be like, me and the football team.
Yes.
I never ran one. No, I didn't. But they would have. I would be too scared. I think it'd be hugely expensive as well, wouldn't they? But
I think it'd be very expensive, and I would be really worried that somehow, someone would link it back to me.
Yeah, that would be. You'd have to go to.
It would be exposed somehow.
It was, and they'd always be like elaborate stories, like me and the local vicar.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine, I'll tell you this, a friend of mine, who I used to work with, did one of them when he needed the money. And it was, I'm sorry to people who are of a sensitive disposition listening, but it was to do with fisting, and they mimicked it using a hammer and a watermelon. There you go, budding Foley artists.
God, that is the worst thing I've ever heard.
Isn't that terrible? But at the same time, isn't it lovely how imaginative people are?
We're down to one listener.
We're down to one.
It's now just our friend, Kiri.
I'm so sorry, everybody. Kiri, thank you for staying on the line. We could have just called you.
We could have just called you.
And we were going. The thing is, we were going to. Sorry, so I'm sorry, but that is a little. If you're doing audio broadcast at university,
and the thing is as well, you might not be at halls at the moment. You've got time to be creative. Maybe you're still, you're isolating. You want to make up new sounds.
If anything, I mean, weren't they the podcasts of their day? Those phone lines. They were the podcast of their day. You could phone up. You could listen to a story, and feel like you were connected to someone. And I think that's something I'm missing.
I mean, I would say that in the last sort of 9 minutes, this has become less of a podcast and more of like a public service broadcast.
I would say this is basically, but you know when Edward VIII abdicated, I think it's akin to that in some ways.
Yeah, I love it.
What was we gonna say?
I don't know.
Yeah, those magazines in the back of gay bars. Where are they? Are they still going? Please let us know.
Yeah, I don't know if they are. I think the gay magazines have a real tough time of it.
Well, I think those ones. There were always just like photographs of people seemingly having a better time than you.
Who were fitter than you?
Yeah, always.
Have there been any girl ones like that? I'm across.
Did you ever? Here's a question, Susie, because I know we've talked about the lack of sort of exclusively female spaces in sort of gay or queer areas. But when we were in Edinburgh, did you ever go to the piano bar called Fingers? Was it called Fingers or Fingertips? I can't remember which one.
I think it was called Fingers. I think no is the answer.
Did we ever go? I thought we went. I'm going to look it up to see if it's still there. I'm not going to look at mine.
The thing is that if you're saying, I think we went, we probably did, but
we might have
were in Edinburgh, so it was sort of drunken haze.
Drunken haze, indeed. It's also a great name. Did you ever watch Broad City? You do, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, there's that bit where they get really drunk and then it turns out that one of them is this, like late night bar singer. Do you know the one?
Yeah.
That's how we ended up at Fingers Piano Bar.
Right, okay.
Fingers Piano Bar on Frederick Street, still going. Temporarily closed, but I'm sure it'll be back.
Wait, is it a lesbian bar? Is that what you're telling me?
No, but it's just got a sort of, it would be a good name for a lesbian bar. And if I was at a lesbian in the Edinburgh precincts and vicinity, I would want to set up a night there.
What sort of night would it be, Tom?
I wouldn't like to speak for what my lesbian friends would like, but I would suggest a series of K.D. Lang ballads, followed by some sort of aerial gymnastic display. But I might be wrong. What would you do?
I might be wrong, but I think, Tom, long story short, that night is happening at Fingers.
maybe close to a bit of a barn dance. Bit of a barn dance at the end. I mean, everybody's got flat shirts on. Sorry, I'm...
Listen, talking of barn dances, I'll tell you what I enjoyed. Do you remember when we did that, Kaylee?
Oh, wasn't that a lovely time? And when the band... There's something about live music, especially folk music. I love it so much. It was so electric.
Are you have you been to many Kaylee's? Because I've only been to that one.
I've been to about four in my life, and I've loved each of them equally.
Of course.
You basically don't need a drink. There, I've said it.
Yes.
Because there's such a like fun atmosphere of like doing all the dances, which I always take very seriously. I won't have any messing around.
Of course. Anything less from you.
Indeed. And I just get such a like high from it. I just love it.
Mm. Well, I think it's amazing. I think that, and I love everyone knowing the dance.
Oh yeah, isn't it great?
I watched music the other day, Tom.
Oh, did you? Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite of the?
Oh, I guess the Small Nazi. No,
Rolf.
Rolf, that's right. I like the Mother Superior.
Oh, yes. A superior mother.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Mother. I am the mother. She never says that, does she? That would be a good name for a sort of drag house, wouldn't it?
Oh, God, we've got a drag house. We've got Fingers. You and I aren't going to stop our post-pandemic.
We've got a Kaylee night to organise. There's a lot of... a lot of things to get going, get planning on. Mother Superior is good, isn't she? What is it you can't face?
Yeah, that's always a great moment.
Always a great moment. And
a traditional, oh God, what is wrong with my brain? Where are they?
They're in Austria, but they're trying to get to Switzerland.
Yeah, I was about to say Swiss. No, they do a traditional
Austrian. Yeah, it feels like it's Swiss as well because they do the yodeling, which is more, I think, associated with Switzerland than Austria.
That's why I couldn't remember where Vienna was.
But I went on a school trip to Salzburg. It was a water sports trip. No laughing.
Let's keep it. Let's try and keep Kiri listening at least.
At least keep Kiri on the line. And we went to the places that they skipped around in Salzburg.
Very nice.
Yeah. Oh, it was super exciting. Obsessed with Mozart, though. They love Mozart, though. That's their main thing.
They do that traditional dance, don't they? The traditional Austrian dance.
And oh, yes, with the Lederhosen.
The captain and Maria do it outside, and that's when they have that sort of moment together.
Oh, yeah. What is that? Is it a polka?
It's very similar to a polka, yes.
It's quite fast, isn't it?
Yeah, it's sort of a, you hop and then you sort of...
Oh, you've got Susie, you know your dances.
Listen, when I went to drama school, mm-hmm. I did all my medals in 18th century social dance.
Now you tell me.
No,
why have you never taught me like a pavane or something?
But we didn't do those. We did sort of more sort of general dances that you might end up doing in plays.
Oh, I'd love to be taught that. Suze, when will you teach me?
Oh, whenever you like, Tom.
I mean, you can see that plays into like Cayley dancing as well, isn't it? It's all sort of traditional folk dancing.
And I really like it. And so I think that you should organise a Cayley.
Oh,
this is over, Tom.
You should organise an 18th century...
social dance evening.
Social dance evening. Maybe at a corn exchange or something.
Oh, that would be the exact place that you'd want to do it. The kind of place where I've had absolutely dreadful gigs in the past. I would like to do a Cayley somewhere where I've absolutely died on my arse. So let's go. Kingsman. Anywhere that once sold corn shouldn't be where there's gigs. There's that other one, isn't there? There's other place that's like a cattle market.
Well, I've been to plenty of them. and never been bought. But they're I guess because back in the day they were used as assembly halls, weren't they? It was always like an assembly hall where they'd sort of meet up and have sort of, I don't know, what would they do there?
I suppose just go like, I've got some corn, and then someone else goes, I've got some spuds. Do you want to swap?
That's it,
exchanging.
I guess that's it, isn't it?
Is that it?
Cloth, maybe some cloth.
Sure, someone's got the cloth.
Also, Suze, I know we're talking about the show The Undoing, which I watched. The thing about that is she's got a lovely coat. Well, I thought it's lovely. Apparently people don't like it. Did you like her overcoat in it?
I liked all of her wardrobe.
I did too. I thought, you know, if I were her, I'd probably not wear such flamboyant outfits if my husband was going through such a high profile murder.
Yes. Yeah, you sort of think maybe leave the pink indoors.
Maybe
look a bit more somber, like, oh, my husband didn't do it, but I am sad she's dead.
But I'm, you know. Or, you know, and maybe because I've got such distinctive red hair, which goes so beautifully with my green coat, maybe I just wear a hat for a bit, just to just downplay it a bit.
Sure.
So people don't see the red hair so much.
I do hear where you're coming from, absolutely.
But that's just me, I suppose.
That's just you. Well, listen, once you get your hair plugs.
Oh, my God, I'm going to have so many clashing coats. Have you bought a winter overcoat this year?
No, because I haven't left the fucking house.
Well, I bought one on sale, as they say in America. And I'm super pleased with it.
Yeah,
and
it's really nice. You sent me a photo. I loved it.
Thank you for saying that. And
it's the sort of thing that both would fit me and I would like to take next time we're out and drunk.
Fine. I look forward to that.
I look forward to you being cold.
And I've got two of... Well, I've actually got two of them, but one's too big, so I don't think that's not going to be on
you. Tom, why don't you bulk up? New year, new you.
New year, finally, new me. Well, I should do that. I mean, because the bigger one, I've got to organise to send it back now, and that's a real pain in the arse.
No, that is a faff.
And I did that with some boots as well. I bought shoes and boots. I mean, I bought boots and a coat, rather, and there's nowhere
to go.
Where
are you off to?
I know, exactly. I just wear it around
the... Tom, you're prepared.
As soon as
adventure calls, you're there.
As soon as everybody's had that vaccine, I'm going to pop on my new Chelsea boots. They're a Chelsea boot. What do you think about that?
I'm very into it, Tom. I like a Chelsea boot.
I do, actually. I do. Now, before we go, because I know we haven't got a lot of time together.
No.
Our time together draws near. What is it they say in the Christmas Carol? Our time draws close.
Draws to a close?
Yes, draws to a close. What did you think of this year's Kill the Midwife Christmas Especial?
It was brilliant. The circus came to town. Tom, you know that whatever they do in Kill the Midwife, I will love.
You will
love it. It was an absolute delight to go to Poplar. It's the only thing that I watched on TV in real time because I sort of tweeted along with it.
Oh, that's lovely. People have got a lot of time on their hands in Poplar in the 1960s, I've noticed. People
Tom, they're delivering babies.
But, you know, like, what's her name? I can't remember her name.
Go
the
on. One
who, she played the wife in East is East. She played Grandma in Grandma's House. She was like the main one.
What are you thinking of? No.
What's her name? Is she Northern? A nun? She's Northern. She's a midwife. I don't think she's a nun. She's not quite
a circus.
She's the one they hoisted up in the circus.
Yeah, well, that's Shula.
Shula, that's right. Shula with the tight perm. She, like, sure, she's got a lot of time on her hands. She's got, like, she pops down to the circus. Like, there's
Tom, she was already at the circus because that man had lung cancer.
She's a midwife. Why is she treating somebody with lung cancer?
Because they're general nurses as well.
Hello, Sentinel. You are speaking to a midwife. You're live on the radio. Don't swear. The thing is, every time I watch it, I think this is a Victoria. I think I'm watching the Victoria Wood spoof of Call the Midwife. And it turns out there's no Victoria Wood, obviously, never comes into it. But at any moment, I'm like, they're going to reveal this is all a spoof. No, I love it. And I cried. But I was
Thank you.
But I was like, oh, and that GP, he can't get enough of the house visits, can he?
Tom, he's a busy man.
Harvey
Wallbank. Don't speak like that about Dr. Turner.
Dr. Tina Turner. And what's she called? The missus who's very, like, smiley and used to be a nun. What's her name?
No, maybe she's Sheila.
Oh, they're kind of a Sheila and a Shula. You can't have a Sheila and a Shula in the same show. Sheila, this is Shula. The Scottish lady. She's always smiling.
She's always smiling. Well, she was a nun, you see.
She was a nun, and then she, well.
She fell in love with the...
She turned for Turner.
She turned for Turner.
And I know we've got to go, but I do want to talk about all these things.
No, please do.
I thought we'd sorted out that St. fucking Nonatus was staying there. And now, they're talking about they might have to knock it down again. Oh, but now they don't. Like, will you make up your fucking mind? What's the financial situation? You're running amok with those books. You're going to get the auditors in next.
Well, it's a bit all over the place, Tom. What you've got to remember is I think there was meant to be a series in between the two Christmas specials.
Well, so did they just miss out the series or did they?
Yes, Tom. Have you heard of the coronavirus?
Well, you know, they could have found a way to do it. They did it on The Archers. Other people are doing it with social distancing.
It's very hard to do a birth scene with social distancing, Tom.
They could do it with forceps, 2 meter forceps. There's no, Tom, am I the only one who's thinking
you
about
know things? As well as I do that Kill the Midwife, as you insist on calling it, is the hill that I am willing to die on.
And Lord knows I have seen faults in it. But I mean, don't get me wrong. I cried. I mean, what? Why were the circus performers in their circus outfits on, like, just a setup day? I mean, did the circus performers wear their acrobatics outfits every day of the week?
You wear your suits when you're not on stage.
That's different because it's me. Not. they were wearing like spangly outfits and capes and things just to rig up the staging. And I was like, oh, come on. I'm sure they've got some other things.
Look, Tom, you're not someone that works in the circus. You're not a carnival type. So don't try and understand their ways.
Don't understand. They've got a lot of time, haven't they? When the boy goes down, is it Peter goes down? The boy goes down and they're like, and she's like, oh.
Show him round.
I'm like, I'm sure people have got things to do. Like, everybody's got loads of time to show people around. Hoik a nurse up in a swing.
Tom, you realise that it's a TV show and that it's not a documentary.
I know.
Do you?
I know, but I still feel like... I still cried. I cried.
Thank God for that.
I cried as soon as she said... call for an ambulance until... It's very somber, isn't it, when a nurse... Like when... I think it was Shula or Sheila. Sheila said, go downstairs, call for an ambulance and tell her we have a newly delivered mother... And she's having a heart attack. And I was like, oh, no. And it's very dramatic when they say
it's
that.
It's very dramatic. Of course.
When Shula with the tight perm says it, yeah.
You know it.
And also, what happened with the dogs in the surgery? They were like, please remove the dogs from this property. But then they didn't. And then that was fine. Nobody minded when the dogs came in. Did you see that bit?
Yes, I did.
And what's her name? The silly old one. I shouldn't say that. The old one. The old one who fell down the step. No, got on the steps with a loose laces.
Sister Monica Joan.
Sister Monica Joan.
Right, do you know what? I've had enough of you slagging off Cool Midwife.
I just thought, like, the laces are undone. Ooh, crash, bang, wallop down the stairs. And then everybody's, like, standing around looking at her. Like, go and get some towels and some hot water. Isn't that what everybody does in Cool the Midwife? Doesn't matter what your injury is.
Get some That's
towels.
What you do.
Get some hot water and some towels. Yeah. I mean, I know. And Dr. Tina Turner's doing his best.
He is, actually, Tom. He is.
He is. He is. And it was lovely, the baptism at the end. That was lovely. And that was all that made us cry as well. And the baby being born made us cry. Everybody, we all cried all the way through it.
Good. I'm pleased. Finally.
It's very cathartic. Having the Harvey Wallbanger. And what did she have? A bottle of poppers or something? Because she had
Yeah, she had a bottle of poppers, Tom. That's right.
Yeah.
And a whole trifle.
And a whole trifle she stuffed a gob in. Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's she called? What's she called? The secretary at the doctor's.
Oh,
Center?
I don't know. Mrs. something.
Mrs.
Oh, my God, Tom. I wonder if I do.
Yes.
Mastermind, should my subject be called the midwife?
Absolutely. And I will test you on it repeatedly during this podcast. And that's all.
That's great. Well, I haven't been asked to do it yet, but.
Put yourself forward. They don't know. They don't know you're there unless you tell them.
Well, so tell quite.
Them. Tell them you've got a subject ready to go. People would love it. That would be great, actually. That would be great.
I'd have to choose the series. It has to be like 1 to 4, because otherwise it'd be too many storylines.
What series are we on now?
Oh, about 13.
No, are we?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
Look, Tom, you're new to the Call the Midwife gang.
I've dipped in and out. I'm like I'm like Dr. Turner's wife. I've dipped in and out of it. I love it. I do really love it, but I just want to know what's going to be the next turn. What's going to be the...
Well, no one knows. That's the thing.
No one knows. Are they at any point going to go to Yorkshire and meet the cast of Heartbeat?
I think that's... I'm not going to say it's out of the question, but I think it's unlikely.
If Wendy Craig turns up, it's going to be The Royal, isn't it? I used to love that. That was good. Do you remember that? The Royal.
Yeah, I haven't. Yeah, but I don't really remember anything about it. I'll tell you what, I do remember The Royal Family. That was good.
That was good. That was good.
Oh, Caroline Hahn.
Oh,
right, Tom, I think we've whittled on for long enough. These poor people.
I'm sorry. Well, I thought that was important. I thought people needed that. So I think so too. We covered that. We covered everything we needed to cover. I hope everybody's doing okay. We love you joining us. We hope you're doing all right at these strange times. Remember, Susie's podcast Out is available.
Please do.
A new series just started not long ago.
We've got a second series that's out, that's finished, and then the new series will start in February or March, whenever I can get the recordings in.
Perfect.
And Tom, what are you up to? Anything you want to plug?
Well, the book is out. The book is out now.
Of course, by the book.
And it's on Audible. And so if you like listening to audiobooks,
Which I do very much.
Thank you for that. People seem to be liking that. I'm very proud of it. So see what you think.
As you should be. Okay, well, guys, well, chat to us next time on Like-Minded Friends. Oh, we've had some lovely emails recently at the chat to Like-Minded Friends at gmail.com.
Thank you for those, yeah.
Thank you for those. They're very warming to the old heart, even Tom's heart.
Even my cold, wintry heart.
And we'll hopefully chat to you next week or the week after.
Yes, we'd love that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. You don't have yourself then.
Bye-bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book. Am I having fun now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I having fun now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.